All right, let me get to the right verse. Okay, so today we are going to be in Psalm 119, and you're thinking, wow, Bob, that's a really big one. It's one of the more popular ones. It's the longest chapter in the Bible, 178 verses. It's actually broken up into very structured. Each stanza has a Hebrew letter of the Bible in it, their alphabet in there. So that's how it's broken out. But today is actually more so on what I call how to prayer read the word back to the Lord. And I thought, well, if there was any psalm that we should do this on, that'd be Psalm 119, because it just talks about how the word is just so magnificent and just awesome. And when I say prayer read the word back to the Lord, you're probably thinking, well, what does that mean? And it's really just about taking God's word and speaking it back to him. It's a conversation starter. I remember when I was a boy, probably in my like elementary school all the way up into middle school, I did not like to read the Bible. I didn't even like to go to church. I remember on Sunday mornings where I was living, so at 9:30 in the morning, there would be Tarzan. And so I would love to watch Tarzan. It was 9 o'clock maybe. And so I wanted to watch Tarzan, and there was church that started at 9:30 and then again at 11:30. You can do the late service or the early service. And I was like, it'd come 9:30 roll around, if mom was going to take us, like, oh, mom, I want to watch Tarzan. Come on. I want to go to church. And it was goofy, it was not non-cartoon version. It was the real life one. And, he'd be swinging from the vines, and I thought it was so cool. But even worse is if we were going to the late service, at 10, I think it was like 10:30, it started wrestling. And my dad loved watching wrestling. Me and the boy, my brother loved watching it. I mean, I didn't know it was scripted, but now I know now. It was really not the best thing to be watching, for sure. I mean, it was just completely stupid. But it was fun. I wanted to watch wrestling versus going to church. So if I got to go to the late service, and then mom would say, okay, we got to go, and it's 11 o'clock. Oh, mom, I want to watch wrestling. I don't want to do this. We went. I'm glad mom made us go. Because when you get with the Lord and you get in his word, you reveal so many good things that you don't want to miss. It's even better than Tarzan. It's even better than wrestling. And these are good things. And when you prayer read the word back to him, it's like you supercharge your prayers. Like sometimes I have to admit when I'm praying, like, God, it just feels like it's praying and I'm hitting the roof. It's bouncing back. And prayer reading the word back to him is just a great conversation starter for him. It mimics what he says here in the Word, and it allows you to kind of align your mind with what God was saying and doing. So it's really not enough to study the Bible. We must talk to God as we study it. So Bible study is good, but it really ultimately, it leads us in a conversation with God by giving us, I call it the conversation material, which in our prayer life. It provides the language we use to talk to him. Using the Bible to speak the word back to God makes prayer easy and enjoyable. It really, I call it just turning up the volume when you're in your conversations with the Lord. And so what does God say about this? You search the scriptures, that's Bible study, for in them you think you have life. These are which they testify of me. You are not willing to come to me, let's talk to me, that you may have life. That's John 5, 39 through 40. So you search the scripture. He's talking to the Pharisees here. So you search the scripture. That's Bible study. That's good. And they testify of me, but you don't talk to me about it. So when you study the scripture, when you study, like we're in Joshua, and it's not enough just to study and know of God, have that knowledge of him, but you got to talk to him about it. You got to talk to him, like, what's going on here? Like, wow, Lord, what was going on with Joshua in the nation of Israel back then? So you got to talk to him. And so really it's about abiding with Jesus and talking to him, not just at certain points, in the day, maybe in the morning or in the evening before you go to bed, but it's a conversation that goes on 24/7. It says, you know, prayer without ceasing. It's just like you're talking to God constantly about things, like what's going on in with my friends and my family, what's going on there? Is there a need that needs to be done? Or, Lord, I really need your help here. Or, Lord, what would you have me to do today on things? So it's about abiding him. That's the foundation of the reality when we're talking to him. We do this best as we prayer read the word, which is simply just speaking God's truths back to him as we read it. In John 15:5-7, it says, he who abides in me, that's talks to me, and I in him, that means Jesus abides in you, will bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me, or talk to me, fellowship with me, and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. John 15:5-7. We offer the following suggestions as a method of prayer reading. As you read the Bible or teaching notes on the Bible, I suggest that you prayer the Bible passages back to God. This will really help you practically give your heart to God and just receive that to him. You know, John 15, some people say that John 14:15-16, that section is the greatest teachings from Jesus in the Bible. So literally you have the greatest teacher in the world giving you the greatest teaching, and that's John 14:15-16. And so that's why I picked John 15 there, where he really just like, listen to me, talk to me on that. Okay, so prayer reading the word is important. It's a conversation. So there's two broad categories of truth relating to prayer reading the word, meditating on the scripture. There are scriptures that focus on promises or to believe in God's word. For example, there are scriptures that declare God's love, God's forgiveness, God leading, his protection, or his provision. And then there are scriptures that focus in on us to obey God's word. For example, there are scriptures that command us to bridle our tongue or serve others or give time and money to God. So there's ones that get called to believe, and there's ones that call to obey. And actually, you'll see a lot of them that will use both. You'll see them, here's a truth and do this. Or here's an instruction, but then here's the truth behind it. So you can see, you'll see scriptures within in the same verse. You'll have calls to obey and calls to believe. Next slide. So when we actively dialogue with God, we're praying his promises back to him in his word, and we're called to believe. So the first thing when you encounter a verse that calls us to believe in something, we thank God for that particular truth. We turn to these truths. They're simple declarations of thanksgiving or trust. You can say, you know, thank you that you forgave me, that you love me and that you forgave me. Or declare, I trust that you will lead, provide, and protect me. You know, in Psalm 4:9, it says, you have ravished my heart. We respond by saying, thank you, Lord, for this. So we thank him. We thank him for that truth that he gave us right away. And the second thing we do is, I call it, thank you, show me more. And so the second thing we ask is ask God to reveal or release that particular truth in our lives. We ask God to release a spirit of revelation, Ephesians 1:17. For example, we can say, Father, reveal to me the certainty of your provision, how much you love me. Forgive me when I am not faithful. Or, Father, release your promised guidance, your provision, your protection upon me. So these are all things that we can do when we're praying these truths, when we have a truth back to the Lord. And it really just supercharges your prayer life. Okay, so what's in this next category? So there's scriptures that focus us to obey God in a specific way, in a passage. We can make declarations of resolve to obey the word. So this is like, yes, Lord, I am going to obey this thing. I am going to do this. I set my heart to love you and obey you with my speech, time, and money. Or we can say, I set my heart to love you like David, to endure hardship like Paul. And we have an example, Matthew 22:37. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's a declaration. James 3:2, if anyone does not stumble in word, he is also to bridle the whole body. So it's like the bridle, the tongue there on what he says. John 17:15 says, Father, lead me away from temptation. That's Matthew 6:13. Or deliver me from the works of the evil one. There are declarations that are there that say, obey. And we come back and we say, yes, Lord. Absolutely. So we declare it back to the Lord and we say, yes, I'm going to do it. We could say a prayer like, I set my heart to pray like Daniel or do miracles like Paul in the book of Acts. So those are things that we can declare and say we obey. And the second thing is we ask God to empower us to obey a particular truth seen in Scripture. We ask God for help. So we say, I'm going to obey this thing. And then we ask God for the empowerment to obey. We ask God for help. We ask God for wisdom, motivation, power to obey in a specific areas. For example, we can pray, Father, help me to love you, to bridle my speech, to use my time and money in full obedience. Oh, Father, strengthen me by your grace to love you like David. Father, lead me away. I've already done that one. There's two ways to focus our mind in seeking God. God on his throne, Revelation 4, and God in his spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And then James 7:38 says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So if we were to truly supercharge our prayers, praying the word back to him, another key thing we need to do is linger in God's presence. In dialoguing with God in the Word. Taking time to linger, to speak slowly to God, including declaring your love for Him and praying your spirit to be quiet. Another thing that really is helpful when you're prayer reading the Word back to Him is journaling. Take the time to record the events of the day. Take the time to record Scripture. I like to practice memorization in my journal and say, okay, Lord, I'm trying to memorize this verse. And you write it out and practice it to Him. And so you get that anointing of the Spirit. The anointing is your best teacher. You know, I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you know who my best teacher is? I mean, guess? Who's the best teacher for me personally? It's me. and you're like, wow, that's really arrogant, Bob. No, it's actually the Holy Spirit revealing truths to me as I'm, you know, studying the Word, as I'm prayer reading things back to Him. And so you get this great relationship with the Lord where he's revealing truth to you far more than what you could have from any of the best Bible. And these Bible teachers are amazing. I mean, there's thousands of them out there, and they're all great. But there's nothing in comparison to actually getting wisdom and knowledge from the Holy Spirit himself, getting words of knowledge, getting just how to deal with situations directly from God's Word. And so that's actually the best teacher of all. So, all right, so let's practice. So this is the part I love. And so I'm going to take Psalm 119 and do some practice. So the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph. And so they actually categorize Psalm 119 and they separate it out in each letter of the Hebrew Bible. So here... it says here in Psalm 19, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. All right, so what do you think here? Is this one about believing or obeying? Say, I gotta obey. Okay, anybody else? So I actually... you can see these are both. I thought this one was a believe. And so I'm going to prayer read this one. It says, thank you, Lord, for showing me this promise. I want to walk in the law of the Lord and seek you with my whole heart. There is nothing more better than being in your presence. Show me more. Father, release more truths about the blessings of your testimony. But you can say obey here and says, obeying, you need to seek. Blessed is who seek with their whole heart. So you can see how you get both there. You get the truth. Blessed are the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord. That's a truth. Blessed are those who keep his testimony. But then here's an obey. Who seek him, there's that with his whole heart. So you get to see where you get this combination of the two. And you prayer read it back to him. You could say, Lord, help me. I want to walk in your word. I want to walk in your testimonies. I want to walk with my whole heart there. Help me to do this. And so that's how you do it. It's really simple. You just pray it back to the Lord. All right, let's go to the next one. So this next one is the letter Beth. It's verse 9. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. All right, so what's this one? Is this a belief or an action on this one? What do you think?
Obey.
So I would prayer read this one back. Lord, I commit to staying in your word to keep my way pure. Lord, empower me to stay focused and not wander. And that's it. You just pray it back to the Lord. And so you're using the Lord's own words back to him, and you're just mimicking him like any good son or daughter would. And, you know, it could be, how could a young man, that means woman or man, keep his way pure? Okay, let's do the next one. So this is the Hebrew word letter Gimel. And it says in verse 20, my soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. What do you think of this one? This is a tricky one. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. So I definitely think this is a belief, for sure. Oops, I clicked it. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. So that's a belief. You rebuke the proud, that's another belief, who stray from your commandments. I put this one as belief and obey. And so I would pray read this one back to the Lord, saying, thank you, Lord, for rebuking the proud. I long for your judgments. Lord, empower me to keep your commandments. So that's something you can just pray read back to the Lord. And all right, let's go to Dallas. Okay, so this one says, make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your work. Wonderful works. All right, so this one I had as an obey, but it could be there's some belief in there too. And I would prayer read this one back. Lord, I commit to meditating on your wonderful works. Empower me to understand your ways. So that's how, it's really simple. You just pray read them back to him, and you'll find that it's a deeper conversation. You learn more in the Bible study when you're there, and then if you're with your quiet time with the Lord. And you can do this. I use a Bible reading app and Bible memorization app on my phone. And, you know, throughout the day, you can just pick out a verse and go, I want to learn this. And you pray back to him, and it helps in your memorization. All right, let's go to the next one. I'm pronouncing this one wrong. I know I have it he. It's probably heh, something. If it's Hebrew, they always do this stuff going on there. So, verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Keep it to the end. All right, so this one, if I was going to prayer read this one back to the Lord. Oh, and did I get the, yeah. I left off verse 34. Give me understanding that I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So this one I had as belief. And if I was going to prayer read this one back to the Lord, I would say, thank you, Lord, for showing me the importance of keeping your statutes. Reveal your statutes to me so I shall observe them with my whole heart. That's verse 34. So that's a really simple one to do. It's a belief. You just pray it back to him. All right, next one. This one is, I should have got these pronunciations. But is the Hebrew word letter. And starting in verse 41, it says, let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So I shall have an answer from him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. So I know that the lighting is a little bad, but I had here is a caption. I like this. You know, ever seen these exercises where you fall back? You're in these team building, and there's people behind you. You have to trust them, and you're supposed to fall back, and they catch you. I was never very good at those because I didn't trust them. But you're supposed to trust the word, like literally you're going to fall back. And so it says, for I trust in your word, meaning that I really believe that this is true. Like if I, you know, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night. For he'll be like a tree planted by streams of water, whose yielded fruits in season. I believe that. I believe that if I don't hang out with all this junk in the world, that my tree will bloom and have fruit in season. That there will be good things to me. That I'll have more enjoyment walking with the Lord than I do with anything else. And so these are real easy ones to pray back. This one. So I would say, thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Your salvation comes from your word. I will trust in your word. Release your mercies upon me and my family. So that's a good one. You can just pray back to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I will trust in your word. I will trust in you no matter what the world is showing me, no matter what my circumstances are at this time. It could be like, you know, the bills are this high and the income's this low. It could be there, you know, I'm not feeling good. I've got sickness on me. I don't feel like worshiping the Lord. It's tough. But I will observe your statutes with my whole heart. I will trust you, because your mercies will come upon me no matter what the circumstances are, and I will fall back for you, not for anybody else. And so those are things that you can pray or read the word back to him. All right, let's go to, this is a tough one. I didn't get the pronunciation on this one either. Zayin. That sounds like Hebrew. Zayin. I wish Keith knows all these Hebrew letters and things. So this one, Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. And here I actually wrote the prayer reading back to him. Thank you for providing for me. Show me how to keep your words. Oh, no, I think that's actually part of the verse. Thank you, Lord, for comforting me in my affliction. Show me. Oh, this is my prayer reading back. I don't think that was part of the verse. Let me check. Probably not. No, it's not. Okay, that was me prayer reading it on my notes. Thank you, Lord, for comforting me in my affliction. Show me more life ordained by you. Lord, you have given me your promises that I reflect on. You are giving me hope when things are tough. And so that's just an example of prayer reading the word back to him. All right, next Hebrew letter, Heth. Verse 57. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. And so if I was going to prayer read this back, I would say, thank you, Lord, for providing me. Show me how to keep your words. And so this is a belief I had. So I like that. That's actually carrots. I don't know if it showed up very well. Okay, the next one is, Hebrew letter is Teth. Just let I pray your mercies, kindness for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. If I was going to prayer read this back, I would say, Lord, I commit to praying your merciful kindness upon myself and others. Lord, empower me to remember your testimonies and to pray for others. So I had this one as an obey. So as I pray, that's action, your mercy, kindness for my comfort according to the word, to your word, to your servant. So I had an action on that one. All righty, next one, verse 81. This is the Hebrew letter Kaf. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. And this one I would say, Lord, I commit to hope in your word. Lord, empower me to treasure your salvation. Meaning that, you know, I go after what you have for me, Lord. That the promises you have for me are much more than anything that the world or man has for me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and show me more. All right, the next one. Oh, this one didn't show up at all. This is really, it's supposed to be heaven, by the way, on this slide. And that's the earth there. And it says, verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. So I had this one as a belief. It just says, you know, if I was going to pray it back, oh Lord, thank you for your word is settled in heaven, that nothing can change it, Lord, that your faithfulness endures to all generations, that I don't have to worry about, you know, that their word is going to be changed. It's going to go, oh, you know, I have to rewrite Psalm 119. Sorry, guys, I have to go fix it, or I've got to go change the Gospels on it, that it's there, and it's there forever. It never changes. That he's not going to go, my editor came back and told me I need to go fix this Gospel. It doesn't happen. It's settled in heaven. You establish it on the earth, and it abides. Like, literally, his word goes forth, and it accomplishes what it is. You know, God's word, it doesn't need to be justified because it justifies itself. It goes forth and produces what it says it's going to do. It doesn't need a human to validate it because it self-actualizes it. It literally just goes and just does. That's how powerful it is. All right, so we did lemd. And so now we're going to go to the Hebrew letter of mim in verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. So this one I had as a belief, and so I was going to, if I was going to pray this one back, I would say, thank you, Lord, for your law. I love your law and your commandments. Make me wiser than my enemies, Lord. Lord, show me your commandments through the day. Help me to remember them. And so that's, you got a combination, obey and belief in there. All right, let's go to the next letter. We're not going to do all the letters because there's so many of them, but it's Nun. This is a lantern, as I make out in the projection. And starting on verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's a very famous one. So that's a belief. It said, Lord, you illuminate my life, my path. You illuminate my life. Lord, you show me the way. And Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for showing me the way forward. Thank you, no matter what the circumstances are, Lord, that your word is a light unto my path and a lamp to my feet. That no matter how dark things are, you will show me the way forward. And Lord, you know, I just pray that you show me whatever it needs to be at the time. So there's, show me the different types of lamps in your word. Those are just really easy. All right, the next one. This is Psalm 119, verse 113. And this is the Hebrew letter Samek. And it says, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. So if I was going to pray this one back to the Lord, I'd say, Lord, this is an obey. I commit to focus on you. Empower me to love your law and not drift into sin. Lord, help me not to be double-minded, not to be focusing on other stuff. You can see here this guy's double-minded. He's got two heads. And Lord, I just focus in on you. That don't let the distractions of the world and all the craziness going on divert me from what I'm supposed to be doing, and is focusing on you and not focusing in on what's going on in whatever political thing or geographical event that's taking place at that time. I do not want to be double-minded. I want to be with you, Lord. All right, so this is our last one. Oh, no, I didn't put this one in. Okay, so this is our last one, and that's verse 129, and that is, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. And I would pray this one back, saying, Lord, thank you that your testimonies are wonderful. Lord, I just pray that you will show me more of them, for my soul longs for them to keep them. All right, so that's prayer reading the word. I didn't go through the entire Psalm 19. It's big. I think we'd be here past, you know, a long, long time. but that's how I do it. And I definitely feel like the prayers go up and they mean more to me. I learn more in the Word. And it's a great conversation starter with them. So there's verses when you're prayer reading the Word that call us to believe in things. There's verses that call us to obey things. And sometimes there's verses that do both in the same one. And you just pray them back to the Lord. And this is just something I do. You can take this and modify it however you want, whatever works for you. But praying those words back to the Lord is extremely powerful. First of all, it teaches us the word. It really gets our mind reprogrammed from what the world is telling us into what God would want us to do and say. And it helps us fellowship with the Lord. And we're going to be doing this in heaven all the time, just saying praises and fellowshipping and singing songs to the Lord. And so it's good training for what we're going to be doing in heaven in the future, Lord. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and end in prayer. If there's anybody that has any prayer requests, anything that you guys need, just come on up. Myself and Jeff and Stan and any of our wives can help on this one. We're the pastors here. We'd love to pray for you. If there's any tests that are coming up, any healing, healing in your body that you need, just come on up and we'll definitely pray for you. Heavenly Father, you are such a good God, Lord. I just pray read these back to you, Lord, that I pray read your word back to you so that we can glorify you and also just feel your love in our hearts. To push out the things of the world and replace it with your love, your mercy, and your peace, Lord. For we are to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And I pray that we will be worthy vessels for you, Lord, that we will just adore you and what you've done for us. We cannot possibly repay you for everything you've done, giving us a path to heaven when we were just steeped in sin. Lord, I just pray if there's any healings that need to be broken out there. I just pray this right now. I pray for any schedules that need to be redone in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for any physical needs to be met. I pray for any jobs that need to be provided for, Lord. I pray for anybody that's starting new jobs, that they start them in full gusto and vigor, Lord, that things go well. I just pray for your success and your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, potluck's back there. You all are dismissed.